that we had our first date at the Washington County Fair. And I was in love with him then, and I've been in love with him ever since. Thanks. And somewhere along the way, we picked up these two little ones. And what a blessing they have been to us. And so I want to say, first of all, thank you to all of you for coming out on a hot and sultry day. We got some rain yesterday afternoon, and that's a good thing. And I know that the Lord will continue to bless us. Thank you, Buddy, for your leadership in Austin County, and to the Republican parties across the state, the party across the state, and the message that you carry. And to all of you, I look across this crowd today, and we have people from all over the state of Texas. I have a former county judge that's come all the way from Walker County, and I no longer represent him, but once I represent you, I never let go, right, Danny? We've got folks from outside the district and inside the district I currently represent, and inside the district that I hope to represent. So I say to you today that it did all start on these steps in November of 1999. I actually stood right down there. I wasn't so bold to come up to the top step. Judge Morgan was here, and after I finished my speech, she critiqued it and told me everything that I said wrong. So Judge Breeden, if you want to do that, go ahead. But I want to say that the first thank you is, of course, to our Creator and to God for the great country that we have, the liberties and the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans, that we are the beacon for the rest of the world, and we see that daily. I want to thank all the people in House District 13 that have allowed me to serve. I serve you, and I serve with your approval, so thank you. And as we take this next step, this isn't about me announcing today, because Jimmy and I have discussed it. Be a whole lot easier not to do this. 21 counties is a lot, and the issues that face Texas today are huge. But we do this together, and we do it for what we believe Texas is, and what Texas has been, and our rich history, and what Texas can be. And in that, the concept of what America is, was, and will be, Texas will lead it to the future. That is not rhetoric, that is something I believe down to my soul. So I've had so many questions of, like, when is the race, how do we do this, and all that stuff. Let me just give you a quick synopsis of that. Glenn Hager is our current state senator, and a darn good one. Help me affirm that. About a year and a half ago, made the decision, and he called me to say, I'm going to run statewide, and he encouraged me to look at this Senate seat, and I said, well, Glenn, let's just see how things play out. And in Glenn Hager style, of course, slow, methodic, and the way that he did things, he won the primary without a runoff. And I believe that he will win this general election in November, handily. So let's get behind Glenn. That's the first step, right? At that point, there will be a vacated Senate seat in the middle of his term. 2 years left. There will be a special election. Today, I announce my intention to run for that vacated seat when that happens. And so why do I do that? Where do we go from here? Well, I will tell you that, as I said, it is not me that runs, it is us that runs, because I believe that Senate District 18 has a special story to tell. From here over to Waller County, and a sliver of Harris County, down to Fort Bend County, down across the coast in Wharton. We then go below it, we come to Matagorda, and we go to Calhoun, and all the way to Port Aransas, and then we come up through real Texas country of where we fought for our freedoms, Goliad and Gonzales, and on over to House District 13 today. Six of the counties that I represent today are in this district, and I only leave behind Grimes County, but as Judge will tell you, I don't leave Grimes County behind. They will be a part of me. And so I believe that never before do we have an opportunity to do great things for Texas. I believe that Texas will lead this country. We have crisis in Texas. We have the blessing of being flush with money today, but that is not always how it goes. I've lived through two very tough budget cuts in 2003 and 2011. We were flush with money last session, and I will tell you that I thought we spent a little too much money last session. I will go in and make sure that, as Buddy says, we spend your money well and we are thrifty about that. I think that for the federal government, it seems a bit dysfunctional to me. I don't know about y'all. What do y'all think?
Yes.
And so the answer to that is on monies like Medicaid and Medicare and things like that, let's move those decisions closer to the people, right?
Right.
A government closer to the people will be responsive to the people. I say block grant that. Stay out of our public education. Stay out of our water. We know what to do with water. Water is the number one issue right now in Texas, along with the border crisis. I certainly don't want the United States government to take over our water as they are proposing through EPA rules right now. I promise you I will fight for that. The other big things that I will say is public education, transportation, things that we can solve as Texans. But I say to the federal government, we can do it here in Texas. Water, water, water throughout this state. We're in a drought. I know the Lord will provide rain. But as we grow, we can't just depend on rain. We have to plan for our future. And we can do that. And I will tell you, too, that it's very, very popular to say something about the border. I say this with all sincerity, that I no longer want children to be exploited, that I no longer want them to be used as pawns, not in political rhetoric and not by drug smugglers and by human traffickers. We have to do something that is humane on the border. And I believe in a sovereign United States. I do. And I think that we are the greatest country that God has allowed to be created on this earth. And we will give opportunities for people to come here, but we have to have a secure border. So I'm running because I think the best days are still ahead of us. I do. I really do. Things are changing. How we educate these young ones, how they think, the technology, everything has changed, even since I stood here 14 years ago and announced my candidacy. But with that, one thing has not changed, and that is what we believe in our Creator and the values that we have as Americans. So let's take that message to a higher level. I am humbled by the opportunity to serve you and a few more counties. I've traveled throughout the district, and we did not make this decision lightly. There were many times, and I believe that first, when you're nervous, you pray. And then secondly, you call a good husband. And I will tell you, as I was driving back on some of those long drives, I said to myself, okay, Lord, give me the strength. Is this the right thing? Because I'm real comfortable being a state representative. After that, I'd call Jimmy and say, are we doing the right thing? And he would laugh and say, yes, we are doing the right thing. This is your calling. We are going to put together a great race, and we're going to energize everyone to get back out and believe in your government. I am here to serve you. And it is not I that live, but our Creator that lives through us and the vision that we have for America. So join me as we do that. I'm not announcing today. We are announcing today. We'll have offices here. We will have offices throughout this district, mainly in Brenham, Fort Bend, and Victoria. We will cover all 21 counties. I will listen to what the problems are. I will listen to the stories. I will listen to everything. And we'll collate those, and we'll take that message to Austin to build a better Texas. This is real Texas out here. We're growing. We're changing. And some of us don't like that. Put me in that category. I like the way things were when I grew up. But America is changing. And again, if we continue to rely on our values and our faith, we can give light and flight to a great America and even a better Texas. So, I will tell you that today it is my intention to run for Senate District 18 when the seat is vacated by our next comptroller of the state of Texas, Glenn Hager. I ask you and I invite you to take bumper stickers, to sign up, say I'll put out yard signs. I know someone in Matagorda. I know someone in Gonzales. I know someone in Calhoun. I know someone in Fort Bend. Jimmy Lindeman told me that the other day. I had a great conversation with one of his colleagues, a college roommate from Fort Bend County. And we started comparing notes, and heck, Jimmy knows every coal course. We other. And that's what's great. So thank you for coming out. There is water in different locations or in a big cooler somewhere. We're fiscal conservatives, so we're probably hiding it from you so that we can save it for the next event. But the Piles have been so generous to invite us to come to Must Be Heaven. They have some muffins and kolaches and different great foods that they serve, and water and coffee and soft drinks for us to enjoy. Join me over there. Take those bumper stickers. It is a fact. I have a record. I am proven. I will fight for you. I am conservative and proud of that, and I am a Republican. Let's go get them.